That set her mind in motion. That was what that guy said. Before you raped me. But this one is not here to rape you. But how are you going to know? At least if you are afraid, say, oh, can I bring my friend along? Praise the Lord. And that's what I will advise anyway. When you are not married, make sure you have a chaperone. Let somebody be there watching you. Praise the Lord. So that you both don't fall into sin. Amen. When it comes to the sin of the flesh, nobody is a superhuman. Praise the Lord. Except you put an anointing on your feet. That's not wrong. Yeah. Wrong. Amen. Yesterday's mistake, it threatens you with judgment. Threatens you with regret. But it was a mistake. And you too, you knew it was a mistake. But it's not leaving you. You are still living in regret. And one of the things nobody can do, none of us can step back into yesterday. Praise the Lord. And the axe of judgment because of yesterday is hanging over your head. I don't know if somebody's been helped with this message this morning, but this is on my heart. The reason why some people are not emotionally healed is because they keep rehearsing their past experience. So emotionally they are battered. God help a man who is married to an emotionally battered woman. That is who is going to nurse for life. They will not even be able to enjoy their relationship. And God help a woman who is married to an emotionally battered man. That's even the worst. You just see him crying, I want my mommy. Praise the Lord. That steals the healing that is due you and profound for you. Yesterday, it's only a transportation that has brought us to where we are today. And today should be your transport to your next level. Everything I'm talking about is simply because I want you to leave certain things behind. If this next level is going to become a reality in your life, if this next level will not continue to be a mirage, will not continue to be like something that is a fantasy. What are you going to do? Are you ready to fight for that next level? Are you ready to tell your past, leave me alone? I respect where I come from, but I value more where I'm going. You want me to say that again? I respect where I'm coming from, but I value more where I'm going. Every child came out of a womb. They come out, they start crying. That's where they're coming from. But God is telling them, eat. Drink your milk. Grow up. Because you have an assignment. You have greatness ahead of you. No, I want to go back into the womb. That's how many of us are like. We always want to go back. We always like the last best experience. If I could only go back to where I used to be. No. God is asking you, move forward. Go forward. Tell your neighbor, go forward. These are the moments where we make right decisions. Right decisions to connect to the promise. Right decisions to take giant strides forward. Right decisions to do what we have never done before. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I know we have professionals amongst us here. Great. For example, if you are a doctor and you have a wonderful, great job, fantastic. But that cannot be the end. Hello? You have journals to write. Hello? You have journals to write. You want to go just beyond the level where you are because there are some who are senior to you. That's your chosen field, right? Even if you are working in an office here today, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing to get yourself promoted? Rather than stay there and complain. Oh, look at what they are doing. They are taking orders, this and that. Squeeze yourself in. Do what you need to do. Oh, well, it's because of my accent. Go and do a locution lesson. If that's going to matter. You understand what I'm trying to say? Well, it's because I don't speak like them. Then, start speaking like them. Praise the Lord. Start speaking like them doesn't mean start saying what they say. Hello? It's just like mixing talent and purpose. They're not the same thing. They're different. Your talent may not be your purpose. Amen? Your talent may not be strong enough to propel your purpose. Give yourself a reason why you need to go forward. Give yourself a reason why you need to move ahead. Fight for your tomorrow. Fight for your future. Enough that yesterday keeps mingling with it. Don't let yesterday in your life continue to be a busybody. Yesterday is what we go through to get to today. Just a transport. It's a passage. Apostle Paul said, and I'm closing very shortly. Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3, verse 13 and 15, because I'm sure you'll be wondering, when is he going to quote the Bible for us? He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I'm not there yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, is a deliberate action. To forget is what? It's a deliberate action. If you have to forget, it's not going to happen by accident. It's something you deliberately need to eliminate. It's from the human mind that scientists perfected the art of forgetting. You can delete files from a computer. You can delete files from a, what do they call that stick now? Flash drive. And you will not see any trace of it again. And my wife is an expert in forgetting. Sometimes when I'm like, you remember when this and that thing, you did it 19... As you like, but you did your own too. I said, give me an instance. Tell me when. And she said, I can't remember. I said, then I need to do it. Because she chose to do what? Forget it. Delete it totally. If not, God have mercy. He says, forgetting those things which are behind and doing what? Reaching forth. Everybody do like this. Reach forth. What you need is ahead of you. What you need to know is the victory. That position is ahead of you. The future is inside you. Nurture it. Reaching forth to those things which are before. I press. Paul said, I press. I leave yesterday behind. I press. Let me tell you something. People have hurt me. If I chose not to forget, believe me, we won't be where we are today. You won't even know me. I'm telling you the truth. You won't even know me. What we are doing today here at Wisdom Assembly, what we are building here today, you see, everything we are building, let me tell you something. It's not easy for me to come to the pulpit and say, please give. You know why I put my shame aside to ask you? It's because of the future. It's because of something we are putting on the ground and preparing for what God has promised us that he's going to do. We fight for it. We work for it. We strive for it. We even receive abuse for it. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Then Paul said, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, let's be thus minded. Let's have this mind. Let's have this forward moving mind. Let's have this forward going mind. Let's have this forward advancing mind. The Bible says in Psalm 118 and verse 24, he said, this is the day. Amen. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day. That's what it means. That the Lord has made. You know, there is no scripture that says yesterday was the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. He's talking about when? Today. You think God cares about yesterday? Do you think God cares about yesterday? Yesterday is over. It's a vapor. With every ugly thing that he came with, he has gone. So let it go. Tell your neighbor, let it go. Honestly, I don't know I'm going to say this to you. If I can write it on the tablet of your heart, a lot of things will change in our hearts, in our lives. Let it go. It's disturbing your move forward. It's not even allowing you to trust God as you ought to. Every new day comes with new grace. Every new day comes with new mercy. His mercies are new every morning. And we forget those mercies. And we are grappling with the ugliness of the past. I have a problem with yesterday. Every new day is God's gift. If yesterday was so important, God will leave us there. God gave us today so that we can forget yesterday. Did he not say in Isaiah 43? He says, remember ye not. Isaiah 43, let somebody read for me so that you don't think it's in my own Bible alone. Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Anybody, somebody who has been reading their Bible? Go ahead, doctor.
Thank you, sir. Remember ye not the former things.
What did he say? What does that mean? Forget yesterday. This is God saying it. He said, forget yesterday. Go ahead.
Neither consider the things of old.
Don't even bother yourself about it. Hello? Hi. Don't bother yourself about the past. Go on.
Behold, I will do a new thing.
If you look behind, you will miss the new. Hello?
Hi, sir.
If you look behind, do you know that today we have stepped into spring? So if you are still living in winter, we will think that something is wrong with you. Either maybe you are sick, you are running temperature. God has sprung us forward.
Amen.
And I see you moving forward.
Amen.
I see your destiny advancing forward.
Amen.
Behold, I will do a new thing. So when you wake up every day, what do you look for? New thing. That's a promise. It's a sure promise. Go ahead.
Now it shall spring forth.
It will spring forth.
Shall you not?
Because spring is here.
Amen.
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 The flowers in your backyard begin to grow very soon. You begin to see if you have a tree there that those leaves are budding now. Your destiny is budding now.
Amen.
It's soon going to show up for everybody to see.
Amen.
All those who thought you were not there at all, they are soon going to begin to see you.
Amen.
They are going to begin to see you happen. All those who thought you would never happen at all, I said they will see you happen.
Amen.
In this Kansas City, they will see you happen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Rise up on your feet. Continue to read for me.
I will even make a way in the wilderness.
I will make a way. Maybe there was no way yesterday. A new day has dawned. A new way is open for you.
Amen.
Maybe you didn't see the way yesterday. I said today your eyes will be open.
Amen.
To see that new way that God has opened unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. And rivers in the desert.
And rivers in the desert. That is, it will turn the impossible to possible. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, before I ask you to pray, and you are going to choose the prayer you want to pray. The phone is ringing. The phone is ringing. Your past is calling. Your future is calling. It's up to you who you are going to answer. Yesterday is calling you. Your next level is calling you. It's up to you who you are going to answer. is a friend that is still keeping you in your yesterday. There's an association you need to leave behind to get to your next level. There is a sin you need to stop sinning to get into your next level. Because the Bible talks about the weight of sin that does easily beset. And when it is a weight, it grounds you, it stagnates you, it slows you down. I declare your liberty today by faith. I declare your liberty today by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's time to give attention to your future. It's time to give attention to your next level. It's time to give time to what's going to take you forward. It's time to shake yourself out of your comfort zone. A few years ago, I told you a story, a true one. A friend of mine is a pastor today. He used to be a fraudster. He made a lot of money. He said, after whatever deal he did, and everything is quiet and peaceful, he's disturbed. That things are too quiet. That things are going too smooth. Then he will go to the police station and go and report himself. Just to shake things up. So that nothing, no evil will come on him suddenly. He will go to the police station to go and solve the problem that has yet to happen. He's shaking his comfort zone. Many of us need to shake our comfort zone. Because if the devil should be the one to step in and shake it, you're in trouble. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If you allow the devil to be the one to step in into your comfort zone and shake you out of your comfort zone, you are going to be in trouble. It might be too late. How many of us are ready to go? Ready to go forward. Ready to advance. Ready to leave looking at the rear view mirror. Every time. Rear view mirror reduces your speed. Do you know that? You can't be accelerating and at the same time looking at your rear view mirror. It's not going to work. But you are ready to move. Why don't you open your mouth? Begin to pray. Begin to declare the grace. The grace that will move you forward. The grace that will advance you. If there's anything known to you that you know is holding you to your past, begin to detach from them. Begin to detach from them. Maybe there is a friend you know. The moment she shows up, the moment he shows up, he takes you back rather than taking you forward. Make a conscious decision today that I am cutting off from this person. Make a conscious decision today that this sin, you know, the moment you fall into that sin, he suddenly steals from you. He steals your strength. He steals your joy. He steals your peace. You can't even remember what you need to do anymore. Begin to pray and ask God for mercy today. And begin to detach. Begin to detach by fire. Begin to detach by fire. Masato tadede bobo zada. Barebo soto korianda labaskande. My next level, here I come. My next level, here I come. My future, here I come. Masato lagazande. Every hold of yesterday in my life, I break you off today. In the name of Jesus, every hold of yesterday in my destiny, I break you off today. In the name of Jesus, Masete teliande. Imbarebo sotorianda. I will achieve the purpose for which God created me. Dear
Therefore, Lord, lift me up, O God. Lord, lift me up, O God. Lord, lift me up, O God. Mandabo sotori andere. Ibarabo shikala baba. Reshetekeli andelebos. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, listen, listen. We can learn a story or two, or a lesson or two, from the story of the foolish and wise virgins. Amen. They all carried light, right? They all carried lamp. Praise the Lord. And guess what? They all carried the same quantity of oil. If you read that story very well, you will notice that these wise virgins, they did not carry particularly extra oil. Pastor Carl, how do you know that? I know because while the other foolish virgins, their lights were blasted, was burning so high. What did the Bible say about the wise virgin? They trimmed their lamp. It's like when you are accelerating and in your car, you have little gas. And you are accelerating, speeding to get to where you want to go. You might not get there. Because speed reduces your gas. Science says, go steady and slow. Instead of doing 60, do 45. That gas will take you there. Apart from the one that grace will do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At that time, you switch off air conditioning. Praise the Lord. Or you reduce the level of heat if it was in the winter. If your fan is blasted high, some of us will like Sahara Desert kind of temperature. But if you reduce the heat, that gas is likely to be enough. That's what those wise virgins did. They trimmed the alarms. So when the bridegroom came, they still had light. Now they can turn it high. What are you going to trim in your life for your next level? What are you going to trim? What are you going to cut away? What are you going to remove? Because if you don't have anything to remove, maybe you are already in your next level, on your way there. But you know you have something to trim. It's a decision you have to make. Some of us are afraid of losing a particular relationship. But it's a relationship that is taking you nowhere. It's a relationship that is not taking you forward. He slapped you once. Everybody knew. They said, don't go with him again. He said, but I love him. He will slap you again. Next time, we give you black eye. Open your mouth and pray. Ask God to give you grace. Grace to trim whatever you need to trim in your life.